Lord, for preparing us these two beautiful hymns that share with us the riches of Christ.
感谢主为我们预备了如此美好的诗歌，我们一起来分享他给我们的宝贵的恩赐。
These two hymns actually speaks of the essence of today's message.
这两首诗歌恰恰呼应了我们今天要讲的主题。
The riches of Christ.
基督的丰富。
Unfathomable, unsearchable riches of Christ.
就是那基督那测不透的丰富。
It is indescribable with the human experience and the words.
这样的丰富是我们人的语言所无法描述的。
Let alone by myself.
至少是我自己有这样的感觉。
So we need God's grace and mercy today.
所以我们今天更需要主的怜悯和恩典。
So let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
让我们先来翻到《申命记》的第八章。
Let's read verse 6.
让我们先来看第六节。
Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and to fear him.
你要谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵行他的道，敬畏他。
For the Lord your God is bringing you into the good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing forth in valleys and hills.
因为耶和华你神领你进入美地，那地有河有泉有源，从山谷中流出水来。
A land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates. A land of olive oil and honey.
那地有小麦、大麦、葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树和蜜。
A land where you...will eat food without scarcity, in which you will not lack anything, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper.
你在那地不缺食物，一无所缺，那地的石头是铁，山内可以挖铜。
When you have eaten and are satisfied, you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you.
你吃得饱足，就要称颂耶和华你的神，因他将那美地赐给你了。
So in Old Testament, that God used a figurative speech.
所以在旧约，神亲自用他的话来预表。
So give us a picture.
神是给我们一个景象，让我们看到
physical scene，
是让我们能够用眼睛就看到这样一个景象。
To tell us about spiritual truth，
而这景象却告诉我们一个属灵的一个真理。
To tell us about the riches of Christ，
这个真理就是关乎基督的丰富。
We can see how rich this land is.
我们可以眼睛就看到这样的美地是何等的美丽。
Flowing with the milk and honey.
是这牛奶与蜜之地。
Everything they need.
所有他们以色列百姓所需的。
This promised land will supply them with abundance.
在这应许之地给他们的有极丰盛的供应。
But before we reach this verse 6, that previously in this chapter,From 1 to 5, it tells us that how God led them through the wilderness for 40 years.
在我们读的第六节之前的1到5节，神让我们看到在这40年的旷野当中，神是如何带领他们的。
God led them through the difficulties and hardship.
神带他们走过这一切的难处。
Let them suffer physical hunger and thirst.
让他们在肉体上真的经历了那样的饥渴
and let them suffer physical fatigue
让他们经历了肉体上的疲累
so that God wants to humble them and test them
神就是为了让他们来谦卑，来试炼他们。
So they may know in their heart whether they want to follow, they can follow the God's commandments or not.
让他们在心里面知道他们是否能够遵守神的诫命。
And then God says, when you're hungry, I fed you with the manna.
神告诉他们，当你们饿的时候，他就赐给他们玛拿。
To teach them this is a very important lesson that man shall not live by bread alone.
这教给他们宝贵的一课，就是人不能单靠食物活着。
But by every word which proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
还要靠神口中所出的一切话。
So God preparing this 40 years for them to learn the lesson.
神用这40年为他们预备来学这样一个功课。
So because in order to reach the fullness, we have to be humbled.
因为要尝到那神的丰富，我们必须要先谦卑。
Instead, in order to enjoy the food, then we have to be hungry.
因为我们如果能够享受那美食的话，我们必须要准备好一个饥饿的一个胃口。
And in chapter 8, God tells us the purpose of his testing.
而在第八章，神告诉我们他那个试炼的背后的目的是什么。
And the goal.
和他的那个目标。
And God said, because I want you to possess, go in and possess this promised land I gave to you.
因为神是要把那个应许之地赐给他们作为他们的产业。
And then God described in the pictorial language the how beautiful, how rich the land is.
因为神在这里让我们看到那个用言语描述的那样的一个美地是多么的美好富足。
And in that picture that God wanted to talk about the riches of Christ.
借着那样的画面，神就让我们能够看到在基督里面的那样丰富。
So today's message is that we will go to that Ephesians. So thank the Lord, we now have a New Testament, and that New Testament Ephesians that it tells us of this riches of Christ.
而今天我们的交通就我们来到以弗所书在新约的部分来告诉我们基督的丰富。
Now I add two words. God want to show us the riches in Christ through the church.
我加了这个标题，就是神让我们借着教会看到基督里面的丰富。
That's the theme of Ephesians.
这就是以弗所书的主题。
The riches of Christ through the church.
借着教会看到基督里面的丰富。
So we like to read from verse 3 to the 23, so for the time's sake, right? So I'll read the English only from 3 to 14, and you'll read in Chinese only without translation from 15 to the end. How about that? Okay. So now we're going to read Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3.
我们因为时间的关系，我们用英文来读以弗所书第一章的一到十四节，然后中文来念十五节到结束。
Blessed be the God of Father of Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. This is in English, the Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. And verse 4, just as he chose us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we will be holy and blameless before him in love. He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. Verse 7. In him we have redemption through the blood, through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight. He made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His kind intention, which He purposed in Him, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of times, that is the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth. In Him also we have obtained inheritance, having been predestined according to His purpose, who works all things according to the counsel of His will. Verse 12. To the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of His glory. In Him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in Him with the Holy Spirit of the promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of His glory.
15节, 因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒， 就为你们不住的感谢神祷告的时候，常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大， 就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Thank the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer.
感谢主，我们一起有些祷告。Father
God, may you open the eyes of our heart.
父神，求你开我们心里的眼睛。So
we can behold the beauty of the Lord.
让我们能看到我们主的美丽。Because
your light shines on the Lord Jesus, on His face.
因为你的光照在我们主基督的脸上。
In Christ Jesus, His most holy precious name we pray.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣最宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So in order to enter into this passage, that God's telling us that almost like revealed to us that how rich we are, that in the bank, in heaven.
我们今天分享之前，我们可以来一起思想这样一个景象，就好像神让我们看到我们好像在天上有一个银行，有一个储蓄的一个账户。So
that bank account is Christ.
而那样一个银行的账户就是我们的基督。
And it has the billions times billions dollars.
那里面好像有亿万万的那样的财宝在里面。
I see everybody lights up, brighten up. So now God put us in Christ when we are saved.
那当我们得救的时候，神就把基督放在里面。
In other words, He asks us, He made us co-own this bank account.
它就好像是让我们独自占有了这样一个账户。
Again, it has a billions times a billions dollars.
在里面有那个数不清的亿万万的财富在这个账户里面。
好, so in that mindset, let's take a look at this passage.
好像让我们带着这样的一个 一个想法，我们来看我们今天交通的经济。
God is, Christ is so full. How can I tell all that I know?
基督，神在基督里面预备这样的丰富，是那难以描述的，我们难以理解的。
It's a hymn of 330.
这是诗我们刚唱的诗歌330首。
He says, Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
So it didn't say all spiritual blessings, it says every spiritual blessing.
他这里用的词不是所有的属灵的福气，他用的是各样的。
It tells us to count every penny in our bank account.
就好像提醒我们真的是要数算在那个账户里面的每一分钱。
Count them one by one and name them one by one.
好像把那个主的恩典要一一的数尽，把他的恩惠要一一的命名。
Not only count them, but name them.
不仅要数算，还要给他们命名。
This is from another hymn.
这是呀，另外一首诗歌的歌词。
So that Paul, through the Holy Spirit, lists here from verse 4 to verse 14 with the one breath that he told us these spiritual blessings God given us.
于是保罗就借着圣灵的带领在接下来的4到14节来列举了这每一个恩典。
C.S. Spurgeon once said that the Christians should be like a miser. You know what miser is?
我们基督徒应该像一个好像一个吝啬的一个守财奴一样。
Every night, what delights a miser most, and he will, in the dark, he will go to a secret place where he hid this treasure box.
大家知道守财奴应该是什么样子吗？就是好像每一天晚上都到一个隐秘的一个屋子的角落，然后那里面放着他的财宝。
He would open this box and count this every penny, every jewels, everything that in that treasure box.
他每一天都要打开他那个放着财宝的盒子，然后数算里面的每一分钱、每一颗宝石。
He want to feel every piece of the treasure in the treasure box.
他好像要要触摸、要感受他拥有的每一个财宝。
And this, you can imagine the big smile.And how happy this person is.
你可以想象他看着自己的财宝的时候，脸上那样的那样的挂着那样的笑容。
That should be the mindset today.
这也应该是我们今天交通的时候应该有的那样的想法。
That should be everyday experience that we have.
这也应该是我们每一天都应该有的那样的经历。
So first blessing, first treasure we feel.
而我们要第一个我们要要纪念的这样的祝福这样的福气是
is God's election
就是神的拣选。
He chose us just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we will be holding blameless before him in love.
就是神在创立世界以前就在基督里面拣选了我们。使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
We all know that when we're saved, we thought that actually we made the decision to accept the Lord Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior.
我们知道，我们得救的时候，就是我们个人接受基督成为我们的主，我们的救主。
We're making that decision ourselves.
我们自己做了那个决定。
By ourselves, of ourselves.
完全是靠着你自己做出的决定。
But once we are saved.
但是当我们得救以后
God tells us that we are chosen by him before even the foundation of the world.
神告诉我们原来在神创立世界以前他就已经在基督里拣选我们。
How secure our salvation is.
这是一个我们得救这样的多么坚实的一个确据。
It is eternal salvation.
这是一个永恒的永久的这样的。
Many Christians still not sure.
但很多基督徒却不确定这一点。
They are taught we could lose our salvation.
他们觉得这个没有把握在这个。
Because they did not understand, did not know God, God of eternity.
因为他们不明白神永恒的那样的属性。
Everything he touched is touched with eternity.
因为他的每一个每一步的行为都是带着那永恒的属性。
So it gives us the most secure sense of security in God's salvation.
所以在他的救恩里面，他给我们这样一个确据。
God knows your name.
神知道你的名字。
God knows my Chinese name and later my English name. Maybe later another name I'm going to pick. I don't know now, but God knows already.
神知道我的中文名字，我的英文名字，甚至我现在还不知道将来我可能用的名字，神早已经知道。
Maybe I'll have an Indian name.
也许我会有一个印度的名字。
I don't know now, but God knows already.
我现在自己都不知道，但是
神早就知道。He knows us by name before the foundation of the world.
他创立世界以前就认识了我们。
And the second blessing, so we have seven blessings, we can count until 14. He says he predestined us to adopt as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
我们要历数从四节到十四节有七个恩典，我们现在交通第二点，就是他借着基督耶稣让我们得儿子的名分。
Now this to be the son, adopted as a son, is a legal term.
在这里面说到得儿子的名分是一个法律的意义的词字眼。
Because what we have, what God gave us, is our rights. We have a legal right to inherit all Father has.
因为在这里神就赐给我们那样一个权利，这个权利就是可以继承他所拥有的。
If you gain the whole wealth illegally, then you'll be very, very, that you don't have the security in your heart.
如果你是非法的得到这样的财产的话，你心里面是没有那个平安的。
One day, please find out.
如果有一天被别人发现了，
you'll be in the prison and you'll be fined multiple times.
然后你就会可能要坐牢，要被罚款。
Satan will accuse us. Satan will accuse us of the wrongdoing that we have.
因为在那里面，魔鬼撒旦就要来指证我们做了犯罪的事情。
So God has to give us legal status to inherit.All the riches in Christ God wanted to give us.
于是神就给我们这样一个名分，让我们能够合法的来继承他的那个产业。
So that we have a ground, we can have our head lifted up when we face accusation of Satan.
于是我们在面对撒旦的控告的时候，我们好像就能够有那坚实的基础，我们能够抬起头，因为我们有这样的权利。
You know all the dictators, they were now once their governments was overthrown, and then what happened to them?
你知道今天在地上的独裁，在政府里面的独裁者。
So it's very important. God wants to secure the opposition to inherit the old riches.
这就是神要让我们得到那个继承他产业的那样一个确据。
Now you know, I was, because I work at the IT departments.
大家知道我以前的工作是在 IT 的行业。
So, I used to be able to see all the accounts of most rich people in America.
我在我工作的部门，我有机会可以看到那些美国最富的人群，他们那个银行账户的信息。
And all my colleagues, when we have a lunch break, we usually joke about this.
我们好像同事中午在一起吃饭的时候，常常会在这个话题上来开玩笑。
I wish I could be adopted by this person.
常说是，哎呀，我真希望 他们能收养我成为他们的孩子。
And, oh, I wish I could be adopted by that person.
或者说，啊，我就希望某某某真是能，收养我作为他们的孩子。
So we can inherit the billions, billions dollars.
那这样的话，我就可以继承那个，亿万美元的那个财产。
A fraction of it, I can live multiple lives on the earth.
好像哪怕只是一部分就够我，好像好几辈子花的钱。
So dear brother and sister, God secured us a position that no one can take away, that we will inherit all the riches in Christ.
那神就给了我们这样一个地位，确保我们在基督里面能够承受他那丰富的产业。
So, how do you feel in your hand when you're miser? I feel that, oh, adopted as a son.
这样我就有一个感觉，好像当我触摸那个属灵的财宝的时候，能感受到，哦，那神儿子给我预定的那样的丰富的产业。
There's a third blessing.
第三个祝福。
In verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace.
第七节，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
So all the blessings that we receive, that we will possess, is all because of redemption through Jesus' blood.
我们看到我们所有领受的福气都是借着基督的血。
The redemption through Jesus' blood gave us this legal rights to be the sons and daughters of the Father, God.
因为只有借着这爱子的血得蒙救赎，我们才能有成为神儿女的名分。
You know, there's a hymn. The hymn is very important, right? Because a hymn, there's a hymn that says that among all the gifts that God gave us, nothing's more precious than Lord Jesus and His precious blood.
我们知道，有一首诗歌，很多诗歌的非常宝贵。他在诗歌里面就告诉我们，在所有的恩赐当中，所有的恩典的礼物馈赠当中，最宝贵的就是神给我们的主和他的宝血。
By William Cooper, I think in the hymn 91, I'm not quite sure, but we haven't sung that hymn for a while, but that's the hymn.
我记得好像是我们诗篇91首，也许我们太久没有唱这首诗，也许我记得不准确。
And through his blood, we can trace his love.
借着他的宝血，我们能饱尝他的爱。
So this is the third blessings.
这是第三点我们领受的福气。
I think you and I have this experience.That when we are accused by Satan, that God answered them with the precious blood of Lord Jesus.
我想我们都有这样的经历，就是我们面对撒旦的控告的时候，每一次神都是以那个爱子的宝血来回应。
No sin is greater than the precious blood of Lord Jesus.
没有任何的罪能胜过我们主耶稣的宝血。
God value preciousness of the Jesus blood more than any sin. Greatest sin you can imagine human can commit is greater than that.
那神眼中他爱子的宝血也远远胜过一切我们人所能想所能见的东西。
God's blood redeem us all.
神的血救赎我们所有的人。
So whenever Satan attacks us, feel insecure, then we answer that with the precious blood of Lord Jesus.
当我被控告，心里有怀疑的时候，常常这宝血就给我那确据。
And the fourth thing is here is the grace of God.
第四点就是神的恩典。
He says, "The riches of His grace," verse 8, which He lavished on us in all wisdom and insight.
这恩典就是在第八节说到的，神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的。
So this grace that God given us,
这就是神给我们的恩典。
And other translation says, which he caused to abound to us.
有的翻译说这个是那样的，他赏赐给我们的这样的恩典是那样的充足，那样的丰富。
The NS translation lavished on the, it gives us the sense of that how abundant God's grace is to us.
好像是这样那样的丰富的东西临到我们，让我们感受那样的充足。
That every day we can experience this grace.
我们每一天都能够经历这样的恩典。
And John tells us in his gospel, he saysOf his fullness, Christ's fullness, we all received, and grace upon grace.
就好像约翰在他的福音书里面说的，这样的恩典我们都经历，让我们能够恩上加恩。
No matter what kind of difficulties that cause us to weep, and there's enough grace to help us to float.
不管我们经历多少的让我们能够经历的难处，但我们总是有足够用的恩典，让我们能够流出这神从神来的恩典。
Because it's given us in all wisdom of God and all with all insight.
因为他已经用他诸般的智慧聪明把这一切赏给我们了。
Because we're not worthy of such grace.
我们是不配这样的恩典的。
So God has to use His wisdom.
所以神必须要用他的智慧
navigate through all these obstacles to have His grace to give us that His grace.
好像神必须去处理这一切难处，然后他要用他的智慧，然后保证他的恩典临到我们。
Because there are spiritual forces, dark forces, prevent us from receiving God's grace.
好像有那样一个拦阻，那一个像城堡一样的一个东西在拦阻着我们。
And the next blessing is that He make known to us the mystery of His will.
下一个我们的福气就是他叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
This is fifth one, right?
第五点。
And so here it says that God let us know the mystery of His will.
在这一点，他说神叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
And it was hidden in the time past.
在过去，好像这个奥秘是被隐藏的。
And not only in the New Testament, when Christ came, accomplished His salvation, now God began to reveal to us this mystery.
只有在新约的时候，当基督来了，神才让这显明他的旨意的奥秘。
Now, to tell us the mystery, to tell us the purpose of all God's creation.
他告诉我们这奥秘，也告诉我们他让我们看到所有他的创造。
It's eternal.Purpose of God.
他告诉我们在那永恒里面带出的神的旨意。
So you know that this is very important because you know this once someone said this that if you give a person a why.
这非常重要，就好像有人常说的，如果你告诉一个人回答一个人为什么
，and he can endure anyhow.
当他知道这样的目的为什么的时候，他就能够忍受那一切难以忍受的难处。
When we're suffering, if we know the reason why, then we can endure the suffering and we be victorious through the suffering.
当我们经历难处的时候，如果我们也知道这样一个为什么的话，我们就能够有力量能够忍受经历这样的难处。
That's why the God.Now, in the New Testament, tell us this eternal purpose that He has for us.
这就是为什么在新约里面神告诉我们他永恒的旨意。
Now, that purpose now telling us in the verse 10, with a view to an habitation suitable for the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in heaven, things on the earth, in Him.
这个奥秘就是在第十节里面，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，是天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
So everything will be done according to God's purpose, God's will.
我们就看到所有的一切都要在神那个旨意里面同归于一。
Now we have a power, we have a will, we have this delight in our heart to perform God's will on that day.
我们就知道在那一天我们就欢喜快乐，有那个盼望在那一天，我们这个一切都在基督里面同归于一。
Today we have many weaknesses.
今天我们好像有很多的软弱难。
So today we don't see Christ heads up everything.
我们在今天不能看到好像神在每件基督在每件事上。
Particularly in us.
特别是在我们自己身上。
Tuesday we have a prayer meeting. So what you do on Tuesday?
我们每周二的时候有我们的祷告聚会。
And are we doing things that according to God's will, Christ's will?
我们的祷告是不是围绕着这个基督里面的这个奥秘
？On Friday we have Bible study.
我们周五的时候有查经的聚会。
What we do on Friday, is it aligned with Christ's will?
我们周五的时候查经的时候，是不是也是围绕着基督的这样的他的奥秘
？Sunday we have worship services, and what we do on Sunday is it in line with Christ's will?
我们主日的时候有信息，这样的信息是不是也是围绕着这样的旨意
？So for now we are distracted by many things.
我们好像常常会被周围的事情所分散。
These things seem to tell us that we are not let God to be head, even though in the position that He's our head.
好像这样的搅扰，让我们常常不能让基督居首位，即使是在这样一个他应该居首位的地方。
But God will make that happen.
但是神会帮助他发生。
In your life and in my life.
在你和我的生活当中都会
through his discipline
从他的借着他的教导
and through his grace and mercy in the discipline
借着他恩典的教导
the father is nice actually it's called
管教
yeah.
借着
他恩典 he's a nice person he does not want to use a harsh word
discipline 管教
So God gave us grace and mercy in the discipline, in His discipline to us.
在神的管教当中，我们也能够看到神的恩典和他的怜悯。
Now sixth blessing. Now we're going to feel in our hands, in the treasure box.
我们看到我们的那个宝箱里面有很多这样的福气。第六点来交通。
And He says, also we have obtained an inheritance.Having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will, to the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ will be to the praise of his glory.
十一十二节，我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意做行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
So here it mentioned inheritance the very explicitly.
他在这里面提到的基业非常明确的说明。
Because in the second blessing we said adoption as sons that actually already give us a legal ground to accept the inheritance.
我们在第二点已经交通，在那个时候，神已经给我们这样的好像合法的这样一个身份地位，可以继承产业。
But here it says, now we have obtained the inheritance, having been predestined according to His purpose.
而在这里就明确的说， 是他照着他旨意所预定的，在他里面我们得了这基业。
So already have that in our heavenly account, bank account.
就是说我们在那属天的那样的账户里面已经得了这样的基业。
So he used past tense.
他在这里用的是过去时态。
All happened already.
这一切都已经
成了。Father God already prepared all for us.
父神已经为我们预备了一切。
And this obtaining inheritance always tied with the glory.
而这得基业常常是伴随着那从神来的那荣耀。
That inheritance, because God's so rich.
因为神是如此的丰富。
And in Christ, He gave all the riches to Christ, and that now Christ will share that with us.
因为他把他一切的产业都放在了基督里，而基督和我们同享这样的丰富。
That's why it is glory.
这就是为什么这是荣耀的事。
So here it tells us that, so that we who were the first to hope in the verse 12 in Christ will be to the praise of His glory.
这就是十二节说，我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
Basically saying that we were the glory of God.
这就是说我们就是那神的荣耀。
Okay, immediately there are two verses that came to my mind. First is that Colossians 1, it says 27, that Christ in you, the hope of glory.
好像在哥罗西书第一章里面说的，就是在基督里，我们成为
基督在里面。是荣耀的盼望。
基督在里面成了荣耀的盼望。
And the second verse will be the treasure in the earthen vessel in the second Corinthians.
第二处就是让我想起在哥林多后书里面说，我们好像这个宝贝放在瓦器里面。
So there's treasure in us.
就是在我们里面有宝贝。
We inherit this treasure in us, and that treasure in us.Become the glory of God, become our inheritance and God's inheritance.
我们继承了这样的产业，成为了在我们里面的宝贝，这宝贝也是成为神的荣耀。
So this is a sixth one. So you have to count, okay? Today we are all miser, right? You have to know how to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now it's our sixth, all right? Feel in your hand. Taste it.
这是我们
will taste the gold.
这是我们交通的第六点。我们今天好像都要成为那样一个数算的那样一个守财奴一样，一一的数。我们
if you touch diamond, you like using flashlights.
就好像当你拿到一个宝石的时候，你要用那个聚光灯来仔细的来看。
Now seventh one is this.
第七点。
That is in the verse 13, that in him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession.To the praise of His glory.
在十三、十四节，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。只等到神之民被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
What differentiate a true Christian from just a nominal Christian?All the unbelievers is this.
那什么区分这个真的基督徒和那个好像名义的或者是还没有信的人的那个最主要的区别是
？It is the Holy Spirit indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
就是有没有圣灵的印记
？Now, once when I was young, just become a believer.And we visited a sister in Pennsylvania.
在我年轻刚刚信主得救的时候，我们去宾州去拜访一位姊妹。
And she was called the Queen of Dark Chamber.
她被
She's called the Queen of the Dark Chamber. That's not in the notes I gave him. 暗室之后。
哦，暗室之后，她被称为暗室之后。
And when we visit her, right, she cannot see the lights. Any light, she will be excruciatingly pain. That's some weird, very rare disease.
她有一种罕见的疾病，她不能够看任何的光。
So he lived in that dark chamber for more than 60 years. He passed away in 90s. So he, more than 60 years, he was living in that very dark place.
所以他每日就是生活在那个非常昏暗的那个暗室里面。他在那里面可能生活有超过六十年。
So, there was the heavy curtain all places.
在他的住所里面到处都是非常厚的那样的窗帘遮挡那光线。
And I still remember vividly that when we visited her, and she brought up a plate of with all kind of jewels, the stones.
我还非常清楚地记得我们跟他见面的时候，他拿出来一个盘子，盘子上面有各样的宝石石头。
And then she used a magnet. It's a horseshoe shape magnet, and she just stir around these jewels, and then she just lift it up, and nothing attached to the magnet.
Yeah, 我还记得她拿出来一个那种马蹄形的那种磁铁，来放在这个盘子上面。当她提起这个磁铁的时候，我们看到没有任何东西能被吸起来。
And then later she has another plate. It was the metal nails.
她又拿出另外一个盘子，上面都是金属做的铁钉。
And she used a magnet, and then when she lift up this magnet, then you see the lot of the nails attached to it.
当她在另外一个盘子上提起这个磁铁的时候，我们就看到非常多的钉子连在一起吸了起来。
And I remember that she advises to make sure that we have saved and have Holy Spirit in us.
她就借着这个来提醒我们有那个确据，就是我们心里面得救之后有那个圣灵在里面。
And when Lord Jesus returns second time, he'll call up, all his children to be up in the air.
我们知道，当将来当我们主第二次再来的时候，他会呼召让那些所有他的儿女能够被提来到空中。
Now,Only one condition, you'll be caught up, that if you have a Holy Spirit or not.
那只有一个条件，就是你里面有没有圣灵。
And thank the Lord, he says here, when we are saved, that we have Holy Spirit as a pledge living in us, and he's as a pledge, so once that Lord Jesus comes, that he can claim us as his own.
在这里我们就感谢神，他说我们得救的人都有那个圣灵的印记，这印记就是那得基业的凭据，将来在主再来的时候，他就可以靠着这样的印记来召我们。
And this passage is very, very important for us.
这些经节对我们非常的重要。
It tells us what we already have in Christ.
他告诉我们，我们在基督里面已经有的是何等的丰富。
God wants encourages to go on to strive for it.
神想借此来鼓励我们，来继续奔跑前面的道路。
And then Paul prayed. Paul knew that it takes something that for us to really apprehend the whole thing, comprehend the whole thing.
在这里，接下来保罗就开始祷告，因为他知道这一切真是超乎我们所能够理解的。
And I also find seven treasures.
我 我自己
in the prayer.
Yeah, 我在他的祷告当中也发现他有提到这七个福赏赐的福气。
So in the verse, let's see in the verse 17, that's Paul's prayer, first prayer in the Ephesians.
我们来看十七节，这是保罗开始祷告。
The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the full knowledge of Him.
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
So we need to have this spirit of wisdom revelation. We need to pray every day for this spirit that God give us. And then 18 says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his gloryOf his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power to us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead.
所以我们每天自己也要来向神来求这样的智慧和启示的灵，让我们能够明白。从十八节开始，他保罗祷告到照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Thank you. So what he says here is that this is a three of the sevenblessings.
他这里面就涵盖了前面我们提到的三个福气。
So we're going to read the rest of four later. So here the first blessing is this.
我们后面再交通。
It says, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling.
在这里面他第一点说到，你们就使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。
You know that Paul,use this superlatives to describe Christ's richness.
我们看到保罗用这样的最高级的这样表达来描述神的这个丰富。
Because it is out of our human experience and terms.
因为它已经超出了我们人的那样的经历和那样的表达。
So he used what is, what are.
所以他就用何等何等这样的词来描述。
Let the Holy Spirit shine in our heart to know what it really is or feel like. You know, the miser again, you need to touch it with your hand.
所以我们只能借着圣灵的光照在我们心里面来明白一点这样的丰富是何等的大。好像
so his first, he says here in his prayer, first blessing, he says,What is the hope of his calling?
在他的祷告讲的第一个福气是明白他的恩召有何等的盼望。
Remember that in the Rome chapter 8, he said, so let's turn to that. I mean, this is the great place that we can look at the Romans again, Roman chapter 8.
我们来读一些在罗马书第八章的经节。
He says in almost forgot the most famous verse, right? 28. So let's look at that. So, and we know that God causes all things to work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
第二十八节。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人。
For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, so that he will be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And these whom he predestined,He also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified.
三十节，预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的又叫他们得荣耀。
So here you see that also tied to that what is the hope of his calling.
这一切就让我们联系到了在这里面所提到的恩召有何等的指望。
In the verse 30 it says, whom he predestined, he also called, and these whom he called, he also justified, and these whom he justified, he also glorified.
看到罗马书八章三十节，他说预定，预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
And this glory, the Bible tells us in the Second Corinthians, this glory is never entered into human mind.
我们看到在哥林多后书里面，这样的荣耀好像人是从来没有见过的。
It's greater than the greatest glory you can imagine in your heart, in your thought.
这是我们人心所能够想象的最大的那样荣耀都远远不及的。
Only takes Holy Spirit to reveal it in our heart.
我们只能借着圣灵的帮助在我们心里面能够看到。
The calling involves a salvation, justification, and glorification.
在哥林多是
Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
we have six of them. So, and then he says, what are the riches of glory of his inheritance in the saints?
下面一点十八节，在众圣徒得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
He really want to see that with the eyes of a heart be open to see that how are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
他真是愿意我们打开心中的眼睛，看到那个在我们里面所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
So that if we can really see it,
如果我们真的能看到的话
，It says that the treasure in our hearts,
就好像我说你在我们心里面得的那个宝贝
，treasure in this earthen vessel,
那个好像那个宝贝放在瓦器里。
And this treasure is the hope of the glory.
而这宝贝就是那个荣耀的盼望。
It is, in other words, in Romans 8 terminology, it is image of God in us formed.
这个在用罗马书的表达就是说
磨成他的形象，
磨成他儿子，磨成他儿子的模样。
And so everything that you experience today on earth,
所以我们今天在地上所经历的所有的事情
，God wants to stamp us with the image of His Son.
神都想让我们能借着来成为磨成他神儿子的形象。
All the discipline we receive is God's way to mold us into His image.
所有我们从神领受的管教都是为了我们能够磨成神儿子的样子。
Everything that causes us to laugh, everything that causes us to weep.
不管这样的事情是给我们带来欢乐还是带来悲伤。
It is for us to be conformed to the image of his son.
都是为了让我们能够长成他儿子的身量。
Because I want to make sure that we'll get it.Will obtain what he want to give to us.
神让我们能够有确据，我们能够得到丰盛来的。
And have it for eternity.
而且这是关乎永恒的，在永恒里面的。
Not just for the time being.
不是只是好像很短的一段时间的。
I think we are out of time, but we can't finish all. So let me just stay here a little bit longer. There's a book, I don't know if you have it or not. If you don't have it, you can give each other that gift. God's Little Story. You know that book? That's a pretty good book. It's everyday a page telling us a story and give us very good, memorable quotes.
Okay. 有一本小册子叫神的故事，神关乎神的小故事，好像每一天都是有一些很好的引用的经文，这样一本属灵的书籍。
And this one story, it says this, your talents and gifts can make you to the top, but your character will make you to stay there.
他在里面我记得有一句话，他说到你所有的这样的智慧的恩赐可以使你好像在世上能够有成功，但是你的那个里面的人的性格禀赋是让你能够
留在那儿。
Yeah,
Again, it's not in the notes.
So
it can be at the top in your class, in your companies, or wherever you are, your talents and gifts. But it takes your character to make it stay there. So this is a very important. So God wants not only lifted us to sit on the heaven with the Christ, to enjoy, to possess all, He also wants us to remain there. And that's why He wants us to have the image of Christ in us.
神不仅想让我们能够在属灵上能够有成长，神也希望我们能够持守自己所领受的translate very well.
That's okay. Most of us understand Chinese. If we don't understand English, then Holy Spirit will interpret that through us, in us, through the spirit we feel. And I truly believe that. This just sounds of that message. The Holy Spirit make it us understand.
Yeah, 希望圣灵帮助我们能够明白这里面的启示。
Time is up. So we jumped at the seventh. So you missed few jewels in your hand, but we'll pick up the last one. That is 23.
时间关系，我们直接跳到我们要交通的第七点，就是在23节。
The church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
So it talk about the how rich is fullness of God.
这里讲到了神的那个丰富是什么样的丰富。
I like to see this scientific documentary to show me the expanding universe.
我特别喜欢讲宇宙好像宇宙关于讲宇宙的那样的纪录片。
It tells us the more the universe expands, the happier I am.
他越讲到越提到这个宇宙在不断的扩张，我看到这些就越高兴。
Because that's all mine, one day.
因为好像这一切将来都是我的产业。
Through God's creation, we can imagine a little bit of how full.Is the fullness of God.
借着神在这样世界上的创造，我们好像能看到一点神的那个丰富。
They found another universe. They're saying that now they are telling us there's more than one universe. Oh, I'm happier.
因为神不只是创造了这样一个宇宙，神有创造另外一个世界。
And he says, "Who fills all in all?"
他告诉我们，这是那充满万有者所充满的。
He didn't say he feel some in all, or feel all in some. He said feel all in all.
他这里面说到了，不是说他只是那充满一些的神，也不是说那好像只将部分充给万有的那样一位神。他说的是充满万有。
So what is the church?
所以什么是教会？
Church is the fullness of God.
所以什么是教会？教会就是神的丰富。
So we should food with our eyes open.
所以我们真是应该打开心里面的眼睛。
To see what church really is.
看到教会是什么。
All the riches that God have in Christ.
神在基督里面所有的丰富。
He also bestows upon us.
所有赏赐给我们的。
He bestows on his church.
都也充满了他的教会。
Once a brother asked me, says, "Oh, I'm about to give message." It's the brother from another church. Says, "Do you have any books, anything that you can share with me?"
啊，有一次，我要有外面的弟兄来讲信息之前，问我有没有什么属灵的书籍可以分享给我。
I said, "I can't."
我说没有。
Because church is the fullness of God.
因为教会本身已经是神那让的丰富所充满的了。
What commentaries can show us the rich in Christ in his church?
什么样的东西能够告诉我们神那样的丰富那样的充满是在教会是什么样子的呢？
Billions times billions dollars in heavenly bank account for you and me.
好像我们在想到那个比喻，在天上的账户里面，好像有那亿万的财宝。
Now God used that pictorial language in the Deuteronomy.
神在旧又想到神在旧约里面提到的，在申命记里面，他让我们看到的。
The surpassing, that unfathomable.Riches of Christ.
看我们看到的那好像人难以理解的那样的丰富在基督里面。
Oh, that's a hymn, right? The hymn our brother shared. I'm the thank the Lord for vessel in God's hand to show that pick the hymn that matches the message. The 271.
好像今天我们弟兄
In the first verse, right? That's for first.
我们唱的诗歌271首的第一节。
The God in heaven hath a treasure.Riches none may count or tell, hath a deep eternal pleasure, that is Christ the Son, he loveth well.
神在天上有一宝贝，丰富无人能言述。神在地上有一宝贝，价值唯有神之息。
啊So you're reading the same translation. First two lines in 271. How come it says God in heaven?
神在天上。
Yeah.
神在天上有一宝贝。
That is a Christ. So
这是基督。
This hymn beautifully tells us this is a treasure. So, and then hymn 330.Sometimes I wish that we can just sing the two hymns for an hour and we're done. You know, it had to be like in our spirit, touch our spirit inside, right? As a minor, always want of using hands, touch the treasure in the treasure box, right? A miser will never, never, ever satisfy with just look at it. He also want to feel every piece of it.
这两首诗歌我真的好像想一直唱下去，因为它非常的打动我，让我能够真是感受，好像今天要像那个守财奴一样，真的是要不停的一一的数算我们从神领受的这样的丰富的财宝。
If you forget about this today's message, the fine, you can just sing these two hymns over again today.
好像你今天如果不能记得今天的信息也没有关系，只要你在。一遍一遍的唱这两首诗歌就能够明白。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起有些祷告。
Father, thank you. You like to share this treasure in heaven.
父，我们真是感谢你，愿意分享天上的财宝。
This treasure that you want to share with us.
这样的财宝你愿意赏给我们。
When we believe in the Lord, that you put us in Christ.
当我们能够接受救主的时候，你就把我们放在基督里。
And make us a co-heir with Christ.
让我们成为 和基督一样能够同成为成为能够继承你的产业。
To share unfathomable riches in Christ, your Son.
能够继承那难以理解的基督里面的丰富。
May you open the eyes of our heart.
求你来继续打开我们的眼睛。
So we can see and feel.
让我们能够看见，能够感受到。
His treasure.
这样的天上来的宝贝。
In Christ Jesus, His most holy, precious name, we pray.
祷告侍奉主耶。基督耶稣最宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.